Retirement is one of those conversations that gives people the ick. First it feels far away, then suddenly it's terrifyingly close, and the whole time you're trying to figure out what to do about it, the ground keeps shifting under your feet. Every election that rolls around, there are new questions. NZ Super might get means tested. The age of retirement might go up. And if a wealth tax arrives, is there an argument that the savings you've been building could actually count against you? Honestly, how much can you actually count on the pension? Well, welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week people from inside the money world help us make sense of what's happening right now. In the hot seat, Katie Wesney, National Coaching Lead at Enable Me, who helps clients every day with exactly this. We're going to pick your brains.
Making Sense has partnered up with Enable Me to get you the strategies for reaching financial freedom faster. Head to their website to learn more. Visit enable.me today.
I want to help as many people as possible reach financial freedom by taking control of their money. You can help me in that mission. Two really easy ways. First, hit subscribe wherever you like to listen: YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or any other podcast player. Then send this episode to a friend so we can all level up together. Then the show grows and I can keep giving you the money info that makes a difference for your life. Okay, back to it.
In the hot seat, Katie Wesney, National Coaching Leader at Enable Me. Congrats on your promotion.
Thank you.
We love it. So I've got a great letter for you here. Hi, Francis. How real is the risk that future governments means test super or introduce a wealth tax? I'm trying to figure out how much to rely on super in my retirement planning, but if the rules could change, I'm not sure if it's safe to count on it. And besides, if saving more just makes you a target, what's the actual incentive? A few things wrapped up in this one. So let's start with, they want to know how much to rely on super. What do you think? You must talk to people about this all the time.
Yeah, we do. And I think the younger you are, the harder it is to rely on it as it is at the moment. And I think you treat it, the older you are, as a foundation, not a plan. Single people living alone get paid $555 after tax per week from super. And if you're a couple, I think it's about $854 a week. At the moment, that often doesn't cover everything as well. So we have to acknowledge that. I think the Massey University study found that a single no-frills metro budget is about $705 per week. That's already $150 over the pension. And if you want a little bit more wiggle room in terms of the odd holiday, fixing a car that breaks down, maybe helping out family, that rises to about $250 per week. And when you're talking about couples, it's about $1,780 per week, and the pension's $854.
That's a huge shortfall.
There is already a hole, so I think we need to acknowledge that. So we come back to what can we control and understanding the numbers and what you need to do going forward in terms of a plan.
Well, exactly. I feel like that's a really tough part of this conversation, right, where there is a reality of there are big levers that governments can pull and there are big changes that they may or may not make. They talk about them a lot. Some of them happen, some of them don't. And then there is the point of, well, we're the ones who are going to have to live it. We're the ones who carry the risk of then going through life with or without these things and controlling those things for ourselves. I mean, how do you balance those things when you are helping clients and talking to them about their money?
Look at both sides of the equation, because I think there is a real need to have that better collective conversation in New Zealand in terms of what's sustainable, because the mass blows your mind in terms of an aging population. And what we're doing now likely is unsustainable as population changes. And you're never going to have a plan based on government settings staying the same for 30 years. As a collective, we need to be having a big debate, honestly, and asking questions like, what happens to the vulnerable people that we might leave behind if we do get this wrong? What kind of society will we want to be? What is fair? So I think we need to be asking those questions and answering them honestly. But at an individual level, when I'm sat in front of a client, we talk about what they can influence and their plan, which is what they do every day.
Yeah, absolutely. And so there is that balance, right? If you might have something like the pension that could help, then you have things like KiwiSaver, which you can save into on your own. And then you have things like your own outside savings and investments. How do you see those sorts of various factors? And if I've missed one, hit me with it. But how do you see those various factors interplaying with each other, and what sort of emphasis you would put on each one?
It's always a little bit of everything. You don't just do one thing. And I think it starts with ensuring that you have money left over every week. So that's quite simple. Well, tricky in this environment, actually, to be honest, in terms of cost of living. But you have to ensure that you're working and that your income is more than your outgoing. So that's the place you start, because that feeds everything thereafter. I think understanding that accommodation question in terms of whether it's right for you to buy a house or not, because that is a big cost in retirement in terms of if you are carrying a mortgage or rent. You think $555 for super at the moment and having to rent, you can quite quickly see how the math ain't mathing. I think we try and secure often that accommodation piece first, want to be saving for a house, have a good debt reduction strategy around that house. And then we're thinking about what other levers do we pull? KiwiSaver, really solid foundation, particularly when you are employed. You know, 3.5% now, rising to 4 next year. I hope you're matching that in terms of if you are employed. So otherwise you're leaving money on the table.
It's like giving up a pay rise. And in this environment, a lot of people are getting pay rises much lower than that. So it's really worth having.
Absolutely. If at all. So best be pulling the levers that are available to you. And then you're also looking, well, if there are surplus funds over and above that in terms of that really solid foundation, what else should I be doing? Should I be investing in funds or potentially another property? What is right for me and my situation and my goals and how long I have to retirement? That really plays into strategy, because the closer you are to retirement, the less strategies available to you. You've got a shorter trajectory, so again, less likely to take on bigger risk.
Yeah, and you have less time to do the heavy lifting for you, so you're going to need more money.
Yeah, and I think it's such a fallacy when people come, and some people come and they're so proud to be mortgage free, and it's amazing, but they've concentrated on just doing that, and they're 60, and you can't eat your house, and there's an opportunity cost of just doing one thing in terms of not getting gains elsewhere. So I think to answer your questions, it's a little bit of everything, but it's kind of where do you lean? But you've got to have that solid foundation. That's universal in terms of cash flow, debt management, and making sure you're pulling the levers available to you, like the KiwiSaver piece, etc.
Not so fun fact, when you take on a 30-year mortgage, you'll probably pay more than double what you originally borrowed because of the cost of interest. That's probably not the Kiwi dream you bought into. The team at EnableMe specialise in taking charge of your money and growing your wealth, including how to get rid of your mortgage faster. Book a consultation with an EnableMe financial advisor today by visiting enable.me. It's interesting as you say all that, and I so agree, you've got to have some money coming in. This is why I always say your house might be an asset. It's not necessarily an investment unless you treat it a little differently, but if it's just the standard paid off house, not necessarily an investment, and you need investments that bring cash in. As this letter writer says, though, they're worried about if something like a wealth tax comes in, that they get penalized for working hard and trying to get themselves ahead. What do you think of that argument?
It frustrates me. The settings will change. They will. I think we're naive to think that they won't. But even if means testing comes in, there will be thresholds. And I think if you have saved and grown wealth and you don't need a government contribution to live in retirement, in my mind, you won. You won. That is the prize, that you don't need that. And I think the fear of setting changes or people taking money off you, well, that's just an excuse to do nothing. And then you absolutely seal your fate in terms of what comes next. And you are putting your fate in politicians agreeing the settings and time. Autonomy is important. Control what you do and ensure you have a plan and you are growing your wealth to enable you not having to rely on the government in future. That is the prize.
I could not agree more. I really could not agree more. And I think the way you've framed it there is so important. It's a little bit like when people talk to me about, oh, if I earn more, I'll pay more tax. And I get it. It's often people will look at the pay slip and be like, I lost how much to tax? And you can say, oh, you drive on roads, oh, you get healthcare, yada, yada. Yeah, when you're looking at the pay slip, that's not what we're thinking. It's not how it feels. But at the same time, like say you're paying 30% tax on something, you've still got the other 60%. You're still ahead of where you were. Are we going to cut off our nose to spite our face? You're still ahead.
You are. And make the most of it. Because you only control what you control and what you bring in. And it's that classic. I see so many self-employed people come to me and they're like, oh, I'm not cutting back on that tax deductible. But tax deductible does not mean it's free. You are still needlessly spending money. You're just getting that tax benefit back. You've still lost the money. So again, classic, isn't it? Just in terms of how we justify things in our head. We all have a collective responsibility to use the resources that we have within us to contribute to us, our families, but also for the greater good. And again, tax can be annoying. I appreciate that, but it facilitates a whole other layer in society. So again, control the controllables. You can't control the tax settings. You can't control what super looks like. It's almost like plan for it not to be there. And again, anything else is cream.
I look at it and I think, you know, yeah, things could change.
Things will change.
Yes, actually, good point. Yeah, they will. But at the same time, it's just like they could change in all sorts of directions. And you might be penalized on this. You might be not penalized on that. At the end of the day, all you can do is protect your fiefdom as best you can and waiting for someone else to do it is to me the riskiest move of them all.
Yeah, you're essentially banking a loss. You are essentially that, and you're putting your fate in someone else's hands. And that does not feel like what anyone should be doing.
Yeah, and I mean, as much as, you know, all the love in the world to politicians, and they do a tough job, at the same time, I don't trust any of them. Do you ever watch any of the debates around? I mean, just recently we saw Winston Peters saying he wants to change KiwiSaver, and God forbid that I be agreeing with Winston Peters in a public forum. Who would have thought, right? Stopped clocks, etc. Yeah. I know, it's blowing my mind here, but I'm just so relieved to hear a politician for once adding to KiwiSaver, because we have seen it systematically stripped back over years and years and years. So to even have someone saying, hey, maybe we should be adding to it, I'm like, I'll take it. Do you watch any of these sort of debates around changing the age or means testing or changing KiwiSaver? And I assume you would wait until things come into force, but do you watch any of these? Does any of it change the advice you give to your clients?
None of it.
Interesting.
None of it. We're never relying on government settings, as I said, to stay the same for the next 30 years to execute on a plan. And I'm actually grateful that people are talking about it. We need to be talking about it more. The super question, it has to be sustainable, and fixing it sooner rather than later just means that we have that good kind of tailwind in terms of affecting change, so people aren't upended with quick change, which might be necessary in the future. I think it's easy to be complacent. And when the headlines are screaming that super's changing, I think people sit up and they pay attention. And I want them to pay attention, because that's when you can take action and think about what you can control. So I am grateful, but you've got to use that attention in terms of affecting change and doing something in terms of your own strategy and plan. Understand your number. What do you need in retirement? Are you on track or not? That is a really good place to start.
Oh, you're speaking my language as ever. Thank you so much, Katie Wesney from Enable Me. Now, if you have a question about anything, everything to do with money, we love getting Katie in here. So any excuse, send them through. The email is ask@francescook.co.nz. We'll get under the skin of your questions for you. Until next time, have a great day.
This podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most situations. It's not individual financial advice. If you're after that, a financial advisor is always the best bet.